just east of the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge last Saturday afternoon, about 30 drivers parked their vehicles on a town road. The caravan has braved ice, wind, and light snow to come see a snowy owl known to hang out in the area and spotted earlier in the day by a volunteer birder. The tip is correct, and people get out of their cars to take a look across about 100 yards of a snow-covered farm field. Horicon Marsh Bird Club president Jeff Balls points out the roughly 2-foot-tall owl.
He's just kind of hunkered down. Now you notice the wind's out of the south. He's on the north side of that stump. He's probably in a pretty good spot, blocking a little bit of the wind. He's got a good place to see. This is his roost, so, you know, he's chilling now.
People look at the snowy owl through binoculars or other viewing devices. A Madison couple, who give their names as Laura and Dylan, say this is the first snowy they've seen.
We've tried 3 or 4 times before to see snowy owls at Governor Dodge and in this neighborhood in the past years, and we've never succeeded. So,
and as I just saw in the scope, they're just a beautiful bird.
The owl also gave the bird watchers another thrill by flying and showing off its 4-foot wingspan. The snowy owls aren't just at Horicon, of course. A website map titled ebird.org shows reports of the owls across most of Wisconsin. And a scientific collaboration called Project Snowstorm notes thousands of snowies, called an eruption, from Minnesota to Newfoundland. Project naturalist Scott Widensall says no one knows why so many owls have come south out of the Arctic. But he says it helped that adult owls had many lemmings to eat in northern Canada last summer, laid lots of eggs, and many baby owls survived. Widensall says the southerly migration is a little mysterious.
It may have had something to do with an unusually snowy, cold winter in the eastern Canadian Arctic that hit early with very deep snowpack so that the owls weren't able to get to the lemmings as easily as possible. It may have had something to do with prevailing winds. Kind of one of the charms about these eruptions is that they're so completely unpredictable.
Project Snowstorm and its local partners have placed tiny transmitters on 3 snowy owls in Wisconsin, near Wisconsin Rapids, Appleton, and Kewaunee. Widensall says so far the birds are staying within a few miles of where they were tagged.
That they were obviously finding a landscape that appeals to them because they're looking for places that are kind of wide open and flat and relatively treeless, like the Arctic tundra they came from.
Widensall says the 3 birds are also finding a lot of food, probably rodents. This winter's snowy owl eruption helped bring about 75 people to an annual owl prowl the DNR offers at Horicon every year. Last Saturday night, people heard a talk about owls, got to see a stuffed snowy recently found dead, and join DNR wildlife educator Liz Hertzman on a hike through the marsh to call for owls found in Wisconsin. Here she played a recording of a screech owl. And Hertzman imitated the trill of a screech. No owls called back that night, but naturalists say you have about another month or so in Wisconsin to look, call, or listen for the snowy owl before the Arctic visitors head north. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.